He walked to the far corner of his cabin and picked up what looked like a bundle of clothing. He dumped it at my feet. I saw by the light of my lantern that it was the garments I had set aside weeks ago, a lifetime ago, it seemed, for my disembarkation. White dress, stockings, shoes, gloves, bonnet. All in perfect order.
"Put these back on, Miss Doyle," he said. "Resume your place and station. Publicly renounce your ways. Beg me for mercy before the crew, and I... You have my word. I will grant it. All will be restored to its proper balance. Like my cabin furnishings, a little dented and torn, perhaps, but in the diminished light, no one need know. All reputation saved. Of course, there is a third choice. You had your trial. A verdict was reached. You could accept that verdict and be hanged. I'll even invent a story for your family. Some sickness, an accident. The hurricane. So, yes, the hanging is one of your choices. Now, what shall it be?"
He clasped his hands, sat again in his chair, and waited. Out on the deck, three bells rang. "What if I don't accept any of them?" He hesitated.
"Miss Doyle, I thought I made it clear. There are no other choices."
"You're wrong," I said. And so saying, I turned and rushed out of his cabin, along the steerage and into the waist of the ship. There was, as I had guessed, a full moon. It sat high in a sky of darkest blue, amidst shadowy, scudding clouds. The sails on the forward mast were full and fluttered with the tension of the wind. The sea hissed about the bow as the Seahawk rushed ahead. In a line upon the forecastle deck, the crew had gathered and were looking down at me. When I turned to look at the quarterdeck, I saw Keech there, not far from the splintered stump of the mainmast. Near him was Zachariah, his hands bound before him. It took but a moment for me to realize that our entire conspiracy had been overthrown and turned against us. I stepped forward. Behind me, I heard Captain Jaggery at his door. I took a quick look. He had a pistol in his hand. As he emerged, I moved hastily across the deck. For a moment, all stood still, as if each were waiting for the other to move first. It was Captain Jaggery who broke the silence.
"There stands your shipmate," he proclaimed shrilly to the crew. "She crept into my cabin and would have murdered me in my sleep if I had not awakened and managed to wrest away this pistol. Not enough to have murdered Mr. Hallibras. She would have murdered me. I tell you, she would murder you all." "It was Zachariah there," the captain continued to rant, "hiding, pretending injury to keep from work, who let her out and set her on this murderous plot. She had her trial. She had her verdict, to which you all agreed. Only just now I gave her yet another way to release herself from the punishment of hanging. I begged her to put on her proper dress and told her I would find the heart to forgive. This she refused."
"He's lying," I called out. "He's trying to save himself. He's the one who killed Hallibras. He's admitted it."
"She's the one who lies," the captain cried, pointing his pistol now at me, now toward the crew, which made them visibly flinch. "The truth is, she wants to take over the ship. Yes, she does. Would you stand for that? Do you wish to put into port and have this girl spread the slander that she, a girl, took command of this ship, took over each and every one of you, and told you what to do? A girl! Would you ever be able to hold your heads up in any port, in any part of the world? Think of the shame of that!"